Good evening. It's 8 o'clock. The top headlines tonight. The Prime Minister's vaccine outreach stresses that Indian vaccines are safe as he interacts with vaccinators and vaccine volunteers in Varanasi. Meanwhile, more doctors around the country take vaccine to boost confidence. Karnataka currently tops vaccinations in India. Over 1,000 crores damage in yesterday's fire, says Serum Institute CEO Adar Poonawalla. The chief minister also at the site says, I've been told that Covishield production won't be hit, but families asked for answers from the company. Agriculture minister to farmers at talks after the rejected proposal, have done the best we could. The ball is now in your court. Come back to us with a proposal, but we can't repeal the laws. Meanwhile, in Haryana, preparations for Delhi's tractor rally on the 26th. The new Congress president will now be elected in June after state elections, but senior leaders at the Congress Working Committee disagree on when the Congress elections should be held. It's Gehlot and Amrinder versus Azad, Sharma and Chidambaram. Rahul Gandhi intervenes, saying once and for all, finish it and move on. The day after the 50,000 high, the big sell-off, the Sensex down 746 as foreign institutional investors turn sellers. In West Bengal, another minister quits the Mamata cabinet. He breaks down as he announces his resignation. Meanwhile, a Mamata MLA is expelled. She's Jagmohan Dalmia's daughter. Under pressure, the Karnataka chief minister's U-turn in 24 hours changes portfolios of disgruntled ministers. Indecent defamatory posts will now mean jail in New Bihar. Tejaswi Yadav tweets against the chief minister, says, go ahead and arrest me. And hero number one, Varun, getting married this Sunday. Varun Dhawan will marry designer Natasha Dillard.